that's back, the BAFTA-nominated Overview, in contention for yet another BAFTA, a brand new season, a brand new opportunity for awards before us. I've got Adam Smith, I've got Andy Bell, I've got Neil Atkinson. This Overview is going to be a bit different. By the way, before I go on, it's not being sponsored by any mofo, is it?
No.
It's not being sponsored by any mofo. So, Richmond's, you've got another crack at me. No, this Overview is particularly special. I'll stop banging the cup on the table. It's particularly special because it's a two-parter, because it's such a big season, Adam, because so much is before us.
Yeah.
You're lucky to be part of part one. You won't know what happens in part two because that's going on without you. Andy will be, he's my continuity man. Neil's in another world. But let's start, let's get cracking. Today, what we're going to do in part one, we're going to set the scene for the new season, and we're going to look at Liverpool's first two games and match days one and two, just across the Prem, and we're going to have a proper little chat about who our rivals are going to be. So by show two, when we're doing games three to five, all the games before the international break, we will have a sense of which rival games we'll be targeting and looking at. But let's start off at a beginning logical place. Adam, I won't go through you on this because you've watched none of pre-season.
None.
And you've absorbed it via osmosis, but I don't think that's quite enough.
I've seen the highlights and stuff, but not.
Highlights is good.
No actual full matches.
No, well, I don't think many of us have seen full matches. I've been through a few, Andy. You might be to one or two of them. Yeah. I would say, look, just all joking aside, trying to reach conclusions at the end of pre-seasons is always hard, and people will cite years where Liverpool have lost games in pre-season and go, well, and they went on to win the league and European Cup or whatever. I think I've sort of keep a mental note of in recent times where we've not pre-seasoned well, it hasn't been great. It has augured what's to come. This season, I think the body of evidence before us is really hard to analyse. I feel we've had slightly less pre-season games than you would in other years. The World Cup factor, players coming back late, etc., etc. I'm not quite sure I know where we are, whether we're about to become a good team, whether we might be terribly disappointed or somewhere in between.
Yeah, and I think that's the case for pretty much everyone in the league as well. And it's obviously slightly jumping ahead. Arsenal looked like the team who are the ones to beat, but that was us at this point last year, and it didn't work out like that. I think with every single team, especially because it's been pre-season and it's been a World Cup, I mean, we've only maybe seen that most two games where you've actually got every team's full first team there. And you can actually have a look at the shape, see who's playing where, who's going to be favoured in what positions. And I think it's the same for Liverpool, really.